Hello.
Hello, brother.
Yes, Peter, welcome to One Nation Radio podcast. This is John with you. I'm hosting you this evening, Peter, and I'm calling from Bahrain, and it's 28 minutes past 3 o'clock in the evening in Bahrain. How are you doing, Peter, and how is Tanzania?
Wow, thank you so much, brother. Tanzania is great. I'm doing real fine. It's just afternoon, quite a lovely afternoon here. And everything is all good. So blessed to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter, and we really welcome you to our station, One Nation Radio podcast. And this is an interview that is going worldwide. And as a young man, we really felt so well and so good to welcome you and also invite you for our interview so that you can talk to the youths, you can talk to the women. As you know, One Nation is something that you are part of, as you've been doing a lot of work. So, before we waste any second, I would just like you to introduce yourself. Just explain to us what you are doing and who you are, briefly, Peter.
Okay, brother, thank you so much. Okay, for the record of the introduction, I am Peter Mkwawa from Tanzania. I am a volunteer, I am a humanitarian, I am an aspiring software engineer, and well, an aspiring entrepreneur as well. So far, so good. I've been doing a lot of works in the humanitarian field, like volunteering, working with different humanitarian organizations. I've worked with the United Nations, a couple of non-government organizations like the AfroKid or Legal Center for Human Rights and other international organizations that I've recognized and endorsed my works, like the Global Goodwill Ambassadors. I come from humble beginnings. I am fourth in the family of five children. Yeah, currently I am trying and working hard to pave my way into the university. That's about it. Sure.
Thank you very much, Peter, and we really appreciate you, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate how you introduce yourself and everything. Now, as for myself, I really understand or I really know what you do, Peter. But most of the people might be could be asking themselves, what is the meaning of being doing a humanitarian job, doing works for the people, or maybe trying as much as possible to make this to change the world. And as you have explained, I really feel that everyone has a grasp of what you are doing. What I will just kindly ask you to explain to us is for how long you have been doing humanitarian work, Peter?
Okay, brother. Thanks so much once again. Okay, when it comes to the humanitarian works, I have a wide experience in the, it's like I'm doing something that's beyond me, doing for the people, changing other people's life, like doing it for the next generation. So what I do actually is like offer my services, my expertise in all way around, from working on field, on site, from promoting the good works of peace and positivity through writings, through being on site with orphans or widows or refugee, working in refugee camps. So it's real much beyond me. Real emotional work and doing something for the greater good, sure.
Thank you so much, Peter, and I really appreciate what you are doing. I really appreciate your work. It's a great work, and we appreciate it because, as you know, One Nation, when we started it, our goal was to make sure that women are taken care of, our goal was to make sure that youths understand that it is not about getting employment, but it's about creating job opportunities, creating chances, and making sure that whatever you have at hand can lead you to whatever you need in life. Therefore, Peter, we really appreciate your job. We really appreciate you, and we appreciate the plans that you have for yourself and as well the youths themselves. Peter, I need just to know, what is your biggest achievement so far?
Wow, thanks so much. Thank you for your recognition. My work so far so good. Okay, I could say like my biggest achievement like in my life has been like being recognized with the International Organization for my humanitarian works, as well as receiving a scholarship. Okay, currently I received this scholarship and a partial grant for me to attend the university in America, and the scholarship is given to needy students in sub-Saharan countries, African countries, and part of my other achievements is like getting more recognition for the work, like for the people I'm working for, like not for myself, like about the people, like raising their voice, like being the voice for the people and giving hope for the hopeless. That's my biggest achievement, like touching other people's lives, changing lives for the better.
Good. That's very encouraging. You know, the most important thing is in life is to be recognized for good work that you do. It is being recognized for the little that you add up as a value within the society. And if that recognition has led you to even landing a scholarship to study in America, it's really interesting, and it's really I appreciate you, and that is much more important than any other thing. So what would you tell us that has been your biggest lesson, life lesson? What have you learned in your life? What do you take as your life lesson, Peter?
Okay, brother, like there have been many lessons along the way, but my biggest takeaway is like change matters, like we matter. People, like there is power in coming together, in bringing the change people need, like working together, collaboration, togetherness, like oneness, like what all this is all about. I love the culture and the theme or the vision of this radio as well. Like you meet like the people that were before us or great achievers, good people like Nelson Mandela, Mwalimu Nyerere, or Martin Luther King, they all people stand on unity and collaboration, on they brought change by using unity. So that has been real big part of my lesson. Like that I have learned over the year, the importance of being together, togetherness, collaboration, working together as one, coming together, unity. We are all one race, one big nation. Really love that lesson.
Good, Peter. And I really appreciate that. And I really understand what you mean by talking about one nation, talking about building the nation and building things together to make sure that the life that you've experienced touches other people's lives. So what exactly is your future plan, Peter? What are you planning with your life now?
Okay, I have plans right now, like different fields or different, like pursuing different passions of my life, like going on the career side, like expanding on my career trajectory. Like I want to be a professional software engineer apart from being alongside with being a humanitarian, because something you can't separate with. Like I want to use technology to like and then bring more access to people that don't have access to better things or to improve their living standards, like better health by using technology, or better access to education and other things that are important to life right now. So like, that's my biggest plan, like to leverage technology and increase access to people that don't have the access to, like where we are living, most part of the sub-Saharan African countries. So that's my biggest plan. But yeah, and the how to reach the planet, that's how I'm trying to keep up with studying. Education is very important. So I'm passing my, I want to like go raise funds for through the to cover up the missing costs in the partial scholarship so I can make it and bring more change, contribute much more.
Okay. That's good, Peter, and I really appreciate and understand whatever you are talking about, and that is what we need from our youths. You know, ourselves as youths, we have missed a lot, we miss a lot, and as you know, if we don't have a future plan, it becomes so hard and so difficult to get through this situation that we have, and mostly within the Trans-Saharan community. You know, this is where I come, and I know the problems that are within the youth, the problems that are within the women. Therefore, without the future plans, it becomes so hard for us to make it through. And therefore, when I listen to a young man like you talk about the future plans like you have planned, and also remembering the youths, remembering the women, and doing a humanitarian job, it's so encouraging. And I would also like to encourage my listeners or our listeners to take heed and take lessons from whatever Peter is doing, which is very important. So straight away, Peter, I would like us to talk about your scholarship, because I understand that you are currently in waiting for studies in US, and this is under scholarship and sponsorship that you got. But we really don't understand. Some people don't understand what it is. Some people don't understand how it is and what kind of a scholarship it is. Would you just take a moment to try and explain to us what is the type of the scholarship that you have, Peter?
Sure, brother. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. So I received a partial grant or scholarship from the Jacobs Foundation. It's an organization that has nothing to do with the university I was enrolled at. So the foundation, the Jacobs Foundation itself, helps fund university studies for Sub-Saharan African students who don't have the means, not who are specifically like whiz kids or like geniuses who have outstanding academic records. No, it's really for the needy, financial need Sub-Saharan African students. So it's a partial scholarship that covers a few things like tuition and food. Yeah, sure. So there is much more other costs to be covered, and that's what I'm trying to root for. And there's been a lot of positive response and encouragement and support from a lot of people and professionals like you, John, and other people that who are in our esteemed network of LinkedIn and others. Media, so it's really been going on, and sure, that's about it. Like, I'd love also to ask the listeners to like chip in to help me achieve my dreams and become more help to more people. Like, there's still more cost to be covered, sure.
Thank you so much, Peter, and I really understand what you're talking about. So there's only something that I need to understand, because, you know, when we go out there to the listeners, those people who have gained a way to support you, those who have really been there to contribute to some little requirements that you've been that you've needed. It really makes us need to understand that how do you stand to gain from this scholarship, Peter?
Okay, thank you so much. So as a person who is coming like from the bottom of the pyramid or from the grassroots level or from the marginalized group, coming from like the bottom of sub-poverty countries, like what, like this is really beyond me, like the work I'm doing and the plans I have, like that's what the scholarship is all about, like the what's or how I got into the scholarship. They were interested to fund my studying, not because I'm a great academic student, no, but because I'm a humanitarian and because I have great vision like ahead of me. What I'm trying to do is not just for me, but for the people. So the benefit like through like help me help all people, like what I'll do, like I'll keep being a humanitarian all of my life. Sure.
That's very good to understand. That's very interesting to know also, Peter. I would just like to know, how does myself as John or another person who is not Peter going to benefit from this kind of scholarship? For example, after you maybe go to a US, what do we expect to benefit out of it, Peter?
Okay. That's a really good question. Like, I'm sure I'm really positive. Like, the education will sustain and help me bring my projects to life. Like, the projects I presented or pitched them, I have a good number of projects that are about helping more people. Like, I can cite out one example. There is this one hybrid project. It's called Hybrid, and it's really a software that will help kids with learning disability to learn easily or with autism, because myself as a kid, I suffered it. I suffered some sort of autism. It was really hard for me to speak. So as a self-taught or a humanitarian and self-taught software engineer and aspiring professional software engineer, that's one of my main targets. I would love to bring this project to life, like help kids with the disabilities. Like, we know the children are the future or the cornerstone of the next generation. So as a young kid, there was help, there was mentored. So with the help of technology, we can really leverage technology and bring more change. And the point is really like democratizing it, making it more accessible to more people so the children can be more educative and be able to learn. So we can break so many boundaries using technology. So sure, I'm really positive that with the help of education and good support from the university and other people, I'll be able to bring the project soon to life. So watch out, guys. Hybrid is coming to help your kid. Sure.
Thank you very much, Peter. And I am also watching out for the Hybrid. I'm watching out, also waiting for what is going to come out of this. And that's so interesting to know also, Peter. And I really encourage and I really push for it and pray that everything is going to go well with you so that when you come back to Africa, you are going to be a voice of the voiceless and you're going to be a hope to the hopeless. As you know where you are coming from, a lot of people and a lot of eyes, heads, mouths, and everything is really waiting for you to see the fruits that you will really get from this kind of scholarship, Peter. So I will just ask you another question. What do you have to tell to those people who have been there for you, like, for example, supported you, those who have given you an advice, those who have chipped in something to support your cause for this scholarship, Peter? What do you have for them?
Wow, really, it's much more about, for me, it's like, at all, it's always been for the people, much more about the people. Like, I really am grateful and really, really have a lot of gratitude for the people that have been supporting me, supporting my cause, like, not just supporting me, like, supporting the people around me or supporting what I've been doing, how I've been, the message I've been trying to all the people I'm representing, all other people that I'm trying to share their needs or everything that I've been doing. So that's really been helpful and encouraging. So I really thank them from the bottom of my heart, everyone, for the encouragement, for their contribution, for their financial donations. It really encourages me to keep up, to do more and to be more strategic and become more. So I really am very grateful, and I promise them that I won't let them down. So God bless you guys. A lot more is coming. There's a lot more on the way. And I'm working so hard, really hard, and God will bless the hustles. Sure. Really, I'm blessed to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Peter, for your appreciation. And we really think and feel good when you appreciate the little effort that people put there to help. We are here to help, and One Nation Radio is always there, open to help in any way possible so that you can achieve your goals. And Peter, I just want to give you this opportunity to speak to an African child, speak to an African youth, and speak to the world. The youths who are listening to you, it's not just in Africa, it's not just in Asia or Europe, it's worldwide. So what do you have to tell them? How have you maneuvered your way from wherever you were until where you are today? What is like your motivation? What motivates you to do what you do? And what do you have to tell them, Peter?
Wow, thanks so much, brother. So what I really love to tell, like, the youth and everyone really that's really listening me, like, that love is real, like, and God is real, or faith, having faith and being more, having more love, and like considering others, being more compassionate. Like, it's really about the people, it's really about what you can give, how you can contribute, about how you can touch other people's lives. More about giving than receiving. Like, the world would be a better place if we'll keep connecting and keep helping each other, raising each other's, like, we can make it there if we stand on each other's shoulder. That I didn't come here, or I didn't make it to this point by my own strength or knowledge. Come from the real bottom, like, never had anything, or the school fees, or like anything to support me, but with the help of friends, like churches, communities, people, prayers. So it's really been a long way and a long journey. So I can tell people, keep up, keep the love, keep the struggle, love people, help people, and give more than you receive. Keep giving out and you'll receive out. Sure. That's all I have to say.
That's very great, Peter. And I love what you say about give more than you receive. And this is the only way that you can get what you need. First of all, we have to give. We have to be able to open our pockets, open our pots, and open whatever we have before we can get what we are requesting for. So the youths and everyone who's listening to this, Peter just said it again, be ready to give than receiving, be ready to offer than being offered anything. And it's also a belief that the more you give, the more you get. And therefore, this is the life. If you're looking for a job, you have to do much on yourself. Do much on yourself, get skills, get what it takes. Not just pumping into this job, searching for a job. There's nothing so interesting than improving yourself than keeping on searching for jobs. So the best thing is to improve in yourself. Thank you so much, Peter, for that. Therefore, my last question, Peter, maybe will be, how can people get you, Peter? How can people get into contact with you?
Okay, thank you, brother. Thanks so much. So there are a number, a couple, or many ways, a lot of ways to reach me. I'm quite available. As I said, I'm a technologist, so I'm much more online. But in the help, the people that, like currently I'm working with different humanitarian organizations, I help to bring them more online, being more active, like to engage the people and connect with other people. So reaching out to me is really easy. Like you can connect with me via LinkedIn at Peter Mkwawa, or Facebook at Peter Mkwawa, or at Twitter Peter Mkwawa. Also, I have my WhatsApp number is available. John can include it in the link. And also, sure, you can also check out the link for my GoFundMe page. Sure, John will put it out there, down there or up there somewhere. Thanks so much, guy. I'm really available, and I'm always almost online, like all day, every day. I try to spread the good message, like spread peace and positivity, spread more love, connect more people, engage more people, help out more people. That's about it. Thank you so much. Peter Mkwawa, handle all social medias.
That's great, Peter. And thank you so much for creating your time to speak to One Nation Radio podcast, Peter. And we really appreciate you as a young man. It's been nice having you in our studios, and the interview has been so successful, Peter. And I wish you success in whatever you are planning to do in future, Peter. As a young man like you, I would be really happy to see you progress with your life. And as you have stated, I will just try to put down how you can reach out to Peter. I will write it down, and those who want to reach out to Peter to know more about the scholarship, those who want to help Peter on his plans for the U.S. Tour, because he has the scholarship, everything is catered for, but still he has to plan for logistics. So if you have anything that you need to help Peter out, I would share even the link towards GoFundMe. And therefore, I already shared it before, but I would do it again. This is Peter Mkwawa, and this was One Nation Radio with you, Peter. And thank you so much for giving us that time, Peter.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate my highest appreciations and extreme gratitude to you and everyone out there that's listening, and a lot of shout outs to everyone that's really being active and more connecting and uplifting other people. To mention a few, Mr. Cole Whitefield, my auntie Elaine Jacques, Liliana Melinga, you yourself, John, other influencers like David Crane, Sohib, also Tom, the new Christine Tomzik, and a whole lot of people, Chinedu, Lindsay, whole lot of people. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. God bless you guys so much.
Thank you so much, Peter, for appreciation. And thank you all so much also for recognizing my little work that I do with you together, Peter. And I really appreciate you and wish you well. Thank you so much. And send my salamu kwa vijana wote wa Tanzania, kakangu.
Thank you, brother. Be blessed.
Na kushukuru sana. Bye.